Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
Yeah,
that's true. You do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it.
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay, Leroy and Tobin, host of the show, man. Stairs on the songs with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better more than. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him, I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Gucci get large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch us on YouTube with you for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody! Tobin and Leroy here with you. Happy Monday to everybody out there. Hello, Leroy!
What's up?
How are you, buddy?
Good, man. I did a Leroy thing.
Fat shamed Publix.
Didn't fat shame anybody.
Well, I mean, this could go a lot of ways, Vlad. I'm not sure.
I was watching TV and it was getting boring, so I started flicking through the channels and I saw the Clarissa Shields fight.
Okay.
It was on CBS and I watched it. Wow.
The new fight? The fight that she fought on Saturday?
Last Saturday.
Okay. I thought it was on DAZN. I wonder why it's CBS.
No, it was on the replay was on CBS this week.
Okay, cool.
And I watched it. Wow.
Wait, you sure you watched Saturday's fight? Or was it
it's 7:21.
Okay.
I checked because
weird.
I thought it was last week.
She fought on Saturday. She fought the same time as Xander did.
Oh,
be better.
Then that was old fight against
They're not showing. Yeah, that's right. If they show
you got
CBS
God again,
you got God.
I got God again. But let me tell you, what a fight!
Yeah, I didn't even watch the Clarissa Shields fight. From what I understood, her opponent literally ran around the ring. She was terrified to engage with her.
Not the fight I saw. That chick was not afraid.
Yeah, I don't. I don't think you watched the latest fight.
Okay, all right, my bad. Still was a good fight.
That's good.
But I watched Xander.
Yep.
And, like, he kind of wore the guy down to the point where the guy didn't want to fight.
Yeah.
Right? And it became like he basically frustrated the hell out of him while just tap, tap, moving, pop, pop, hit. But that guy looked like at any point in time, he could have got hit and just been out.
I thought in the seventh round, I thought he was going.
Right.
I thought in the seventh round, like, he knocked him back with a right into the ropes, and I was like, oh, that's right. It for that dude. He hit him with a few combinations. I thought it was over. And then, his Javier, his trainer, was kind of like, it was his first 12-round fight, mind you, because it was his first title fight.
So he's trying to pace him.
So I think he was like, don't forget we have 12 rounds. And I kind of feel like, and then the eighth came, and I think that was probably Garcia's lone round that you could give him, because I thought the other 11 I thought were pretty easy.
Because the trainer told him basically take a breath.
Yeah, I think he's like, hey, let's ease it up a little bit. And then I think he, I don't want to say they played it safe, but I kind of feel like they knew, hey, we got this thing in the bag. But I mean, it was
because keep in mind, it is his. You got to get the belt. You ain't trying to prove now. You're trying to get that belt.
You're trying to get the belt. Yeah, you get the belt, then you get the big fights. So I do feel like there was an element of that, but I also thought that he beat the guy to holy hell. Like it wasn't a very competitive fight. He blew him out.
It was exactly like he said. He said he's more technical.
Yeah.
And he's just a better boxer. I'm just wondering is he ever going to get any power, or because he looks so much bigger than everybody else? And usually guys that look like that in the division are pounding guys.
Yeah. I mean, like people, I think it's with him, he's, it's not like he's not knocking out anybody. He just had a TKO in his last fight. I thought he was very close to getting him in this fight. I mean, he's taking on a guy who's very, very tough. I mean, that guy didn't, that guy didn't want to wilt, but it's going to be a question because, if he's going to be fighting Virgil Ortiz and Sebastian Fundora, maybe Jerron Boots Ennis. Boots, I don't know about his power coming up. He hasn't been quite as dominant as he was on the come up. But it's certainly going to be, a fair question. But I do think with Xander, like, everything is very strong. Like, I don't think he's a guy that people love engaging with.
Right.
So
I got you.
I think but I mean, ultimately, I'm just happy for the kid. Like, it was such a cool moment. 22 years old, finally becomes a world champion after, like, we've been watching this journey for a long time.
Oh, the belt coming to the studio.
Oh, for sure.
The belt's coming to the studio.
For sure. I'm just very happy for those guys. But no, man, it was, I thought, and I thought it was an impressive performance. I know Tim Bradley, who's normally, like, always.
Oh, he was. Woo! He was very skeptical.
He's very skeptical, usually. And he was very much praising the entire performance. So I thought, overall it was a really great one. The first seven rounds are about as perfect as you could box a fight. Like, he really did a great job.
My favorite part was Bradley goes, "Why y'all booing? This man is putting on a show."
Yeah. No, he was. He was. I mean, his defense looked great. It was awesome. It was awesome to see. I loved him giving his belt to the his belt to his mom was pretty Goosey's galore. Shout out to us. I was happy for Javier because he said, like, it's not like the George Kambosos moment. Like, they got Kambosos to the finish line over Teofimo Lopez, which is obviously a monster fight. But, then they had an unfortunate breakup. I don't think this is going to happen with them. I mean, this is a guy that he's raised since he was a kid, basically. Right. So it's a really, really cool moment. And I'm happy that South Florida, has a new boxing champion of the world. And he's got some monster fights on the docket. I think a lot of people were watching that fight. It was the last top ranked fight on ESPN. But as you were watching,
I can't believe how many times he fought. He's fought eight times. So
yep.
He fought eight times on in Madison Square Garden.
Yep.
He got to be. You a favorite in New York.
Now,
it's highly likely that he's gonna fight some more fights there.
He got a big rub.
Necessarily in Vegas.
He got a big rub, too, because you see who was watching him? Posting on his fight while he was winning the fight, Vlad. Bad Bunny posted on Instagram that he was watching him win with Felix Tito Trinidad.
Oh, Puerto Rican legend.
So I was like, whoa, this is gonna skyrocket. He's already gotten a lot of love. Like, we were doing, our video on TikTok got a lot of love from the Puerto Rican fans from the interview. But right. I think that's going to – I mean, it's Bad Bunny. Off of course, him starring in Happy Gilmore, too.
ESPN.
And did you see it?
I did watch it.
Now, here's what I would say to people.
Spoiler alert.
No. It's not even a spoiler.
Okay.
If you are not a golf fan, you're not going to get all of the
– I agree with that, actually. Yeah, if you're –
Because the blonde kid that he thought was his caddy is actually a real golfer looks like the guy.
Yeah.
It's Will Zalatoris, right? He looks exactly like the guy. And they showed a picture from back in the day. And he's like, no, I'm on tour.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. Yeah. I think if you're not a golf fan, you may not get all the jokes. But it was
Scotty Scheffler in jail.
Oh, wait a minute.
I thought Scotty Scheffler stole the show.
That was hilarious. That he, first of all, I think it was great for the PGA Tour because it showed a lot of these guys outside of their element with kind of a sense of humor. And Scotty Scheffler led the charge because you have heard nothing from this guy. Barely a smile.
It was the most personality I've ever seen from him.
Right.
He was great.
I watch golf all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Me too.
I was stunned
to see that he could make fun of it. And so, yeah.
It
was awesome.
Did you catch it, Vlad?
No. But I was going back to the fighting. Mm-hmm. The Puerto Rican. Did ESPN kind of did something with these Puerto Rican fighters? They mm-hmm. had like Cotto and all these former
out of New York
fighters, out of New right. York fight talking to them and everything like that. So I was wondering, are they trying to promote this kid as the next big thing?
For sure, yeah. Okay. No, he's gonna be absolutely. He's gonna be the next big thing out of Puerto Rico.
Absolutely, they kept mentioning it.
His favorite fight of all time is Miguel Cotto.
Right, even before the fight, Vlad, they kept listing all the names and saying, could this be the next world champion Puerto Rican descent? Like, yeah, they the whole fight, that's all it was about.
Yeah, and certainly it's probably been, you know, one of those places where, like, they're looking for their next chosen one. And so I think that's why there's going to be a lot of fanfare behind Xander, for sure.
Yep. Headline. Especially when I think people kind of, you know, he fought on ESPN so much, and you're just kind of waiting for him to blow up. So people have probably just random people who watch the boxing because it was on ESPN, right? Probably have seen him fight before and wondering.
Yeah, he's gotten a lot of like prime slots. Like he's fought on the Heisman night a lot. Heisman night's a big night for boxing. Like they always put a card on after the Heisman ceremony, and he's fought on that a couple of times. That's usually a big night. He's fought on Lopez cards. He's definitely, they've built him right, and now he's gonna get some, you know, I think some pretty monster matchups, I would think. Although Fandora did duck him, so we'll see. Headlines are brought to you by Doral Kia. Doral Kia, choose for over 500 new Kia models in inventory at the Sports Sorrento and Telluride. And when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. Dolphins back on the practice field today. Day 5 of training camp. The first.
I got some words. I think I need to break down some comments made by some folks.
Okay.
I need to break it down.
We'll get to that coming on up.
Okay.
First full padded practice is tomorrow. Tua's wearing the orange jersey today.
He should be wearing the red jersey every day. Don't touch our precious Tua.
Minka Fitzpatrick, he signed with Drew Rosenhaus after the Dolphins trade.
And you know what that means.
The Dolphins revised his deal. He got a little bit more guaranteed money. A little sweetener.
Hey, when you say he signed with Drew Rosenhaus, you know what that means.
I'm like, does anybody, no disrespect to Drew. Obviously, he's one of the best in the game, right? And good for him. But this man facilitated a trade where two of his guys went to do different teams, and both of these guys he got more money for.
But that's his job.
Jonnu Smith.
His job is to maximize the most money he can for his client.
This guy,
to be honest with you, don't really care what the team is. He's going to look at the situation and see if it fits. But if you have such a short window to make money, then you want a guy on your side that's going to try to maximize that. End of discussion. That's it.
Yeah, I get it. But still, like, it's funny that he's turned this entire, like, it started with him trying to get Jonnu Smith a new deal. He did for the Steelers, but then also got the guy returning from the Steelers. He then picked him up as a client and then got him more money?
Yeah.
Very impressive.
And you know what's funny about it? It may not even be more money against the cap.
No, they got actually cap space. They revised it.
Say if you had signed a 4-year deal with X amount of guaranteed money, and that last year is not guaranteed, or a portion of it is, what they'll do is they'll take some of the money from that, right? Give it to you now and make all of it guaranteed.
Yeah, it's exactly. Yeah.
So you, they're basically the same money, but you get more money in your pocket.
Yeah, they basically turned it into a big signing bonus for this year. So gave the Dolphins $11 million in cap space. Still no money guaranteed for next year. That's still, he's still seeking a long-term deal. But I guess this is, you know.
Wait us out here. Here's a few million.
Yeah.
Wait us out. Let us get our money right before we start giving big contracts. And let's be fair. Your last 2 years haven't been great.
Right. Yeah. You haven't been Minka. You know,
right.
Like you
so
have.
Work with us.
So there's that. We'll get more into the Dolphins. Leroy's got some camp takes, which I'm very excited about. We got lots to dive into from the weekend news. Take a break. Back after this.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
All right, welcome back, you rascals. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you on a Monday. Streaming live on YouTube and Twitch, Miami 560 WQAM. Training camp in full swing. Miami Dolphins, they had their first practice in front of fans on Saturday. Had an off day yesterday. Now back at it in Miami Gardens as we speak. They'll put the pads on tomorrow. And a couple injury notes. Kader Kohou, he went down in practice this week. Mike McDaniel says, that's they're not fearing season ending, but it looks like it'll be a couple of weeks for him. Storm Duck did not practice today. The Dolphins did bring in a couple of DBs, Jack Jones, Mike Hilton. So they are adding some veterans to their secondary, but the ones that they already had are now getting hurt, so... just awesome. But so you said something from camp this weekend. What was the issue?
So I'm going to explain to you, like, I try to explain to you guys how in camp is where quarterbacks and in practice, quarterbacks learn when and what throws they can make, right? It's where you find out, hey, is my arm strong enough to throw across the field in this out route? Okay, and the coaches see that too. So what do the coaches do when they see your arm can't get out there? Stop running that damn play, all right? But in the process of going through this, you might get a pass picked off. And everybody hyperventilates like you're not supposed to throw picks in practice. And I've told you, that's where you throw the picks because you want to know what throws you can or can't make. That's what camp is for.
All right, so who's okay. pick, well, like, what do you take saying, issue on. With?
I'm getting to it. You got to break it all down so people don't think you're just coming from left field. On the offensive line, okay, what has been the biggest concern? That they don't play downhill. They're always playing backwards. They so many pass plays and pulling and running. The offensive line has never kind of been aggressive enough for our liking. Would we agree with that? Downhill running,
yeah,
stuff like that.
I mean, I think my bigger concern, you know, is Liam Eichenberg starting for the team. So
okay, but again, this
and
is
also
all,
Teron Armstead's
this is
health.
All an overall attitude that me personally I've had about the offense and the offensive unit. Not very physical. Okay? So I think sometimes when I see in camp guys jumping off sides,
right,
or trying to be aggressive, that they're trying to set a tone that these coaches have put in their ear. Get off the damn ball. You hear it all camp. Get off the ball. Get off the ball. Get off the ball. Periodically, they'll jump. A lot of times this happens because in practice, you use both quarterbacks. And their cadences are different. Right? Some guys have a pause in certain areas, and you kind of get a feel for that, and you jump, you know, and you kind of anticipate. So it happens a lot in camp. Not because the offensive line is being careless, but a lot of times there's other things that go into it, and so everybody just calm down.
Are you referring to the tweet I sent you before the show? Is this all sparking because I sent you an Omar Kelly tweet that said,
"Yes,
false start on Austin Jackson, very first snap of 11 on 11. This is becoming a daily problem for the O line. This is where this is coming from.
Yes, get like relax.
Penalties have been a problem for them in the past, though."
I understand that.
Nah, and then you know what happens, Tobin?
What?
If they continue this during the year, this is something that should have been handled and taken care of right, during training camp.
No. Yes. Ideally, yes, Vlad. Ideally, yes. But after 4 days of practice, it's not quite a trend. Okay, if we get to a week before the season, right, or the last preseason game, and there's a lot of false starts and stuff like that, then I could say it's a problem. If the quarterbacks are still trying to throw these ridiculous passes that they shouldn't be throwing, then I'll say it's a problem. But I'm not going there yet, not just yet.
All right, so your whole explanation was we're being overly concerned about something in training camp, which is literally your take of everything on training camp.
After the first 4 days?
But you're literally going to say that for, like, I feel like if I say that week three, you're going to say it's training camp. Like, I can't get you on anything with
because
that.
Because I'm gonna say this now, okay? If we're having the same problems in week three, I would be shocked. I would.
You'd be shocked?
I'd be shocked.
Okay.
Because these are things that normally happen along the lines of when you go to first pads. Let me put out the Omar Kelly tweet right now. Okay? The first pad of practice tomorrow.
Yep.
Defense dominated today.
Wow.
It happens every damn camp.
They are saying that with the front
and
seven.
And every team.
Front sevens get after it.
You know why? Because they don't have to think about nothing.
You know what we're going to get tomorrow?
What?
Skirmish.
Ooh.
It's going to be a skirmish.
Not well, here, you don't get skirmishes on 11-on-11. Usually you get the skirmishes on 1-on-1, 9-on-7, or 7-on-7 because that's when, you know, they can be all grabby and ain't nobody going to do nothing.
Leroy sounds like a guy who's having, like, training camp PTSD.
No!
Oh, hold on 1 second, actually.
What's going on?
I guess practice just ended, so they put the notes out. Apparently, we had a skirmish today.
Oh, there you go.
Wait, can I guess two positions? Hold on.
Hmm?
But you said it's either DB and wide receiver or linebacker and tight end.
Neither.
Neither is all O-line?
O-line. Center, defensive line.
Okay. That's another one. You know why?
Because
you could grab. And there's no penalty.
But Leroy, there was a skirmish, and you were saying there was going to be skirmish. A lot of things that you're saying that's not happening in training camp happens in training camp.
Yeah, I mean, they. All right, I'm going to shut up. What do I know? Okay. Go ahead. I will never say another thing about training camp.
I just want to say
who
the fight was.
No, I don't want to even talk about it. This is just, I love how, you know, in the rare case that it does happen with no pads on. Oh, you were wrong. You so wrong. What the hell are you talking? Okay, then I'll just shut up because you guys know so damn much.
I don't want you to shut up. I didn't ask you to shut up, and I didn't want any of your takes. I literally wanted to read something.
I won't comment. I won't explain. I won't try to give you an inside scoop on lying. How it works.
Minus one for lying. Because there's no way you're not going to talk about it.
Okay. All right. To be honest with you, it gets frustrating to hear you guys comment on what I'm saying. Not that I know everything, but I do have more of an idea of how it works. And I try to, so everybody doesn't hyperventilate over everything they hear about camp. I just try to make comments on it so that everybody will just relax, right? They've been in camp for 5 days. Like, why would you expect camp to be perfect to this point? Why?
I'm not expecting anything. I'm just going off of what boots on the ground are saying, that they've been having a lot of penalties.
But let me ask you a question. Why would you expect it to be perfect to this point?
Why would I expect it to be? I'm not expecting it to be perfect. I'm just
I didn't say anything.
I sent you a tweet, no comments on it.
Oh, this seems to be a camp problem.
That wasn't my comment, it was Omar Kelly's. Okay, that's not my opinion.
What the hell do you expect?
What do you want me to do? Like, you're blaming me for Omar's take?
I'm not blaming you at all.
I didn't have the take. He's been there. I've not been to one camp.
Okay.
I haven't said anything.
All right.
Take a break.
It's not that these things aren't important, right? But I will say this. To get overly paranoid about mistakes after 5 days of practice, as if all of us in our lives have been perfect from the get-go, right? Have you ever used the phrase, hey, I'm new to this?
I haven't used that in a while.
Not after you've been fiending for something for 5 months. No excuses then.
They should be perfect right now.
Listen.
All right, go ahead.
Leroy. If Jalen Waddle makes a great catch in training camp and Omar or CP or anybody reports it, people can go crazy. If Tua has 3 turnovers during training camp in a practice and it's reported, people are going to go crazy.
Don't you have to put it in perspective?
You can put it in perspective, but we live in a world where everything happens day by day. You could be hot 1 week, and then you play bad the next week. We're ripping you. That's how it is.
But that's life. They're not exempt from, like, if you're perfect every week, you damn near Hall of Famer.
Yeah, but the only thing I would say is, like, on the explanation of, like, if it's quarterbacks, new guys, cadence, all that, like, I mean, it's a lineman and a quarterback who've been together for 5 years. Like, if we're going to go with that, these guys aren't new to
each
other.
What do you mean?
Well, Tua and Austin Jackson have been playing together for 5 years.
Yeah.
It's not like he's getting used to Tua's cadence.
Okay, but it.
But I'm with, like, I don't care. I'm just saying, like, that's what the word is that the, like, from, is that the, it's been a problem with the offensive line.
For 5 days.
Yeah. Day 5.
Okay.
Well, take a break.
They've had problems on their offense for 3 years. I think we should concentrate more on that.
Is it, I mean, with you. Are those mutually exclusive?
No. I mean, no, not. But I would say that sometimes trying to break out of the habit of being soft, you're a little overly aggressive at times. I see it on offensive lines a lot.
We'll take a break. Back with more after this.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy back with you here on a Monday. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Stanley Cup continues its tour. Bill Zito. This man knows how to Stanley Cup. Some guys, they don't know how to Stanley Cup day, you know. But this Bill Zito, he knows how to Stanley Cup. Bill Zito, he took it to the Keys. And not only did he take it to the Keys, he shared the Stanley Cup with some furry friends. Bill Zito, I don't know where this is. Maybe it's that Theater of the Sea in the Keys. You guys ever go by that? I drive by it all the time. I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to that Theater of the Sea. I'm not sure if that's a good time or not. But Bill Zito, as you, Leroy, this has to make Canada furious, I'd imagine. But
having a steal,
I'd imagine. Maybe, maybe somebody on the West Coast did it one time. I don't know. But when they see Lord Stanley, and they see a sea lion, and the sea lion is eating some fish out of the cup, that had to be a cup first, I'd imagine. I'd imagine that has to be a first time for this.
Oh yeah.
Has to be.
Well, first of all, I think they have to be excited or pissed off by the fact that Stanley Cup has been warm for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
It's been 4 years?
It's basically just been down here and in Tampa.
Look. And then the other year was Vegas.
And Vegas.
So it's been hot. It's been hot for like 5 years.
It's had no chilling on it for a long time.
No chilling.
Shout out, because for the first time in 50 years, A dolphin got to be close to a trophy.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Point for Toby.
Hey,
you know what's funny? Stanley Cup has Astron. Stanley Cup has seen more Astron over the last 6 years than anything else.
Oh, it's definitely
Tampa,
Vegas.
Oh yeah,
South Florida, Fort Lauderdale. Yeah, a lot of Astron.
I don't know what kind of cheeks are dancing around it in Canada, but not like it is Molson. Down here, dude.
Shania Twain,
Bill Zito, man, this guy? I mean, he knows how to cup day.
Look at that!
Wow,
hey, that's fire. He got some hops.
Wow. He can play for the Heat. Can he play wing?
Can he shoot? Get anything? The ball to his tail.
According to Tobin, he don't have no reach. He can't play no defense. He got the Tyler.
He moves more. He got better feet than Tyler. Better fits.
Maybe if he just spins his little body around, you know, he whacks the tail.
He's 7 foot tall. With a 2.5 foot reach.
Bro, have you seen the photos today that have gone viral of Luka?
Dolphin Jokic.
Oh. this Luka. I mean,
slim.
He looks incredible. Yeah. He was on the cover of Men's Health. This Nico Harrison, he's gonna rue the day.
Nah, he's got Cooper Flag.
It normally takes something like that and maybe a conversation from somebody you respect to motivate you. But I will say this.
Or don't respect anymore. You just want to do it out of pure revenge.
Right. But I would also say this. It's in that timeline where you've been working out and playing basketball for 4, 5, 6 years this much, and your body starts taking form. Okay. Right?
Could it be the Bron effect as well?
It could be. It could be. That's what I'm saying. You have a conversation with somebody who you respect. Mm. And they kind of get you, you know, headed in the right direction. But I would say, even though you having a conversation with somebody like that, it's still all on Luka. You still got to get up and do the work.
You think LeBron called him chipmunk cheeks? Does it get to work?
No, I wouldn't be surprised if LeBron didn't have the same conversation that D-Wade had with him.
Here was this is on Men's Health. Luka Doncic.
Oh, that don't even look like Luka.
I know. This is him working out in Slovenia.
Yo, who swallowed? Yo, you sure he didn't have lipo?
I don't know. I think he's claiming intermittent fasting.
Slovenia's Ozempic.
Man, maybe. I mean, he's in LA. They probably have the good stuff.
This guy, what happened to him?
I don't know. This was Luka. This is, of course, the viral photo that everybody uses for Fat Luka, which I don't appreciate as a chubby chin person myself, but this is the worst angle everybody goes with.
It doesn't even look like he has a chin.
This is new Luka.
Now look at him. And that's not Luka. There ain't no way.
Nah, that's
Luka.
I know, man. Leroy, that's L.A. When you get to L.A., you change
your
ways.
You got to get some get right?
You got to get, yeah, man. Yeah. He's by the beach. Yeah.
The biggest athlete to come out of L.A. was when Shaq went there and got chunky. Right?
Yeah. Come on. That's
but first he got
in shape. Burger and In-N-Out.
But first he got shape. He was fit.
Whoa.
You see when...
Time out.
Yeah.
I think you guys are forgetting.
Hmm?
Shaq was fat from 96 to 2000.
But then he had a revenge season. Like once he got – when he first got there, I don't think he was fat. And then he got fat.
And then Phil came?
I think first ring he was skinny. And then he got thin.
Right. He was skinny that first ring because Phil called him out and he won the MVP. After he won that first ring, it was like, all right, I'll do things on my time.
Shaq did the same thing when he got down here.
And then let's not even talk about Celtics, Shaq.
Wow.
Oh, no. That was just money grab. That was ring chasing.
A ring for the king. You remember that? Cav Shaq?
Yeah.
Yeah, Luka looks incredible, dude. He looks incredible.
Yeah.
And, you know, now he's with the Slovenian national team, too. So he's getting ready. Eurobasket's going to start. Man, maybe I should throw – I saw Slovenian's a pretty sizable underdog.
Really?
I think you might want to put money on Skinny Luka.
Might want to put some money on Skinny Luka. Serbia is the overwhelming favorite. And
is Jokic playing?
Joker just announced that he's playing.
Damn.
So did you guys see Joker this weekend?
No.
Joker.
Oh, he was in a – was won he in a yacht?
No, he won another race.
Oh.
But this time, he was literally brought to tears.
Really? More tears than winning the NBA Finals?
Dude, not even close. Not even close.
Balled like a baby?
He was balling like a baby because Horse won. Like, that's – it wasn't even – you would have thought, like, hey, any normal NBA player, how would you react to winning the championship as opposed to Horse winning? And you would think, oh, tears, a lot of joy when Horse wins. He's the exact opposite. He's like, eh.
Well, can I give you an example of when you would – if Papa Kachuk had won a championship, but then he saw his kid win one. Right?
Are you calling
like his lifelong investment. I'm not comparing a horse. I'm not, but he doesn't have, does Joker doesn't have a family yet?
I think he has.
Yes, he does. He has a daughter.
He has a baby.
Oh, okay. Well, then I take it back.
He has a baby. Like, you could only be this happy if they won, of course, the Miami Heat baby races.
So, in the Joker's hierarchy of more importance.
Hey, y'all. Like, oh, my goodness. That's what. Whew.
Is horse winning? Winning the Euro League for his country, and then NBA Finals.
Yeah, I think NBA Finals is third.
I think NBA Finals is definitely third.
I think it's just job.
Oh my God, he's crying like somebody who's about to propose. Look at him.
Look at him. He's going to cry.
Is he going to hug the horse?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh no, the jockey.
He's hugging the jockey. Now horse gets hugged.
Dude.
Good horse.
Look at that good
horse.
That's a small horse.
Yeah, I guess. Oh, I mean, he is next to Luke. I mean, he is next to Joker. So
he's
maybe
overcome with emotion. Yes, I am hugging 7-foot guy.
He's a good athlete.
But that's a, you know, those jockeys don't have a weight class.
No.
He's just got to be able to do the splits.
Dude, it's as if he ate the game-winning basket
in
game
7. He's so happy about horse winning. Like, he has never been this happy with like, the Denver Nuggets winning the championship. Remember when he was told he had to stay at the parade?
I have to stay for parade?
He goes,
when is it?
No. He just went, like, the reaction was no. And then he kind of tuned it up for the parade a little bit. But he did not, like, I just think about how badly Jimmy Butler wanted to win that championship, right? Wanted to win that championship. And here is Joker being like, this is way better.
Right.
Horse winning. I wonder what the biggest race in Serbia is, like the Serbian Derby?
No, I know what the one is over here is the Hamiltonian.
You made that up.
That's in New Jersey.
The Hamiltonian?
No,
it sounds like a Broadway play.
It's like the Kentucky Derby for trotters.
What do you win?
It's like the biggest harness race in America.
The Hamiltonian.
Apologize.
I'm not apologizing. I didn't know. You can't. I'm just saying.
Okay, but then why you attack me?
That just sounds made up. The Hamiltonian Stakes, a major American harness race for 3-year-old trotting horses.
Yeah, it's like the Kentucky Derby.
So how much do you win?
Mil? I don't know. No, I think it's a million plus. But you don't win, like the purse, you don't win that much. You win a percentage of the whole purse.
Estimated purse of 1.2 million.
So I think the winner, 25%, if that.
That's chump change to the Serbian Derby.
No,
it's not called the Serbian Derby.
I mean,
can I tell you why I know what that is?
Yeah.
Oh, I know what it's called.
You know why? Because every year it took place when we were practicing against the Jets and playing the Jets in preseason.
So it's in August. So it's coming up.
We would play the Giants. So when we would go, we would stay right there at the hotel that's right there and across from the stadium. And that track is right on the other side of the stadium. And we would go over to it.
Wow. Hamiltonian coming up on August 2nd. Next week. So that's this weekend.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
We're betting on it.
So that's why I know what the Hamiltonian is.
I have
another story, but that's a kind of a.
You stole the harness, didn't you?
No. So you want to hear the story now?
You stole the carrots?
So me and my friend, you know my friend Mike, right?
Mm-hmm.
So me and Mike, when we were in Cleveland, we would just go to the harness races all the time, right? I don't think I ever spent more than $100 at harness racing because, like, all of a sudden the horses would start running like secretariat. Like, it was the, like, it wasn't the best of, but you have some fun. So he had a crazy idea. Let's buy a horse. So it, the horse was in a claiming race, right? We bet the horse big, right? The horse won. We claimed it before the race. Ended up winning enough money to buy the horse. So now the horse is running every few weeks or whatever, feeding himself. We're not getting any money. So we said, hey, let's put it in another claimer, hire, you know, a higher claimer. And so we did that. The horse got bought. We made a couple of bucks. I go to the Hambletonian one year. The stupid horse is running in it.
Really?
I'm like, we got head. We got head. I think he may have came in last place, but just to say you ran qualified for the race. So that's my story.
Wow.
That's why I'm 100% sure I know what the Hambletonian is.
My father always said that harness racing was fixed.
You know why? Because they have these different races. Like you either trot or pace, right? Mm-hmm. I think trot, they run like this. And pace, they run like, you know, alternate, just left side, right side.
Right.
Well, when you get the young horses that are doing the trot, right, they would be trotting, looking all good. Then all of a sudden, they just start running like a dog, and they would have to go to the back of the line. And this all happened five times. So by the time the horse won, you could bet any horse in these young races. And so that's why you always thought, oh, this
a little
is,
fishy,
you know,
little fishy.
Yeah,
just like the fishies that they were feeding Bill Zito sea lion. Do you think Bill Zito just goes like, "Can I keep the sea lion?
Is that sardines?
Can you be mine? I think it. I think so.
I think so.
I think so.
That's big sardines. Like, you know, growing up in hood, Vlad, like you haven't had a hood food till you had them sardines in the can.
Yeah, that's like your rite of passage.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a rite of passage. You do.
And now people are already, now you see how people are treating sardines like, oh, they're delicious. They no, they weren't.
You know what I understand also, Leroy? When did ramen become all of a sudden like a, you know.
A cool thing.
Oh, a cool chic. Thing. My very God. Chic.
Yeah.
Nah, can ramen was bad. You, that was what some.
Can I just tell you?
Those were some tough college nights.
Ramen indicated your ass was broke. And po. Nothing in the
very chic now.
Po. Now everybody's on po. A ramen.
You know why? Because they put stuff in it.
Oh, no. You guys are 100%. My daughter, Sophia, is very into the chic ramen now. She goes, we go down the...
My daughter eats ramen and pork belly.
Yeah, she's like, oh, this one was this flavor was too spicy. I'm like, it has flavors?
Yeah, yeah. They don't know about the silver packet. They don't know about the silver packet. They don't. They don't know about the silver packet that was basically death.
You had to open it up and be careful.
To put too much.
You didn't want to drop... The silver packet in the hot water.
Maybe maybe one of the Gen what is it, Gen Z? One of the Gen Z Panthers, like Mackie Samuskevich. Maybe he'll eat ramen out of the Stanley Cup.
All of a sudden.
I'll tell you, it's the craziest thing.
Ramen is all over the place. I'm like, when did ramen become the coolest thing ever?
And they put meat in it. I'm like, if you had meat, we wouldn't need ramen.
We'll take a break. Hour two are coming on up. Back after this.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, it's Morgan Abscher.
And I'm Kaylin Moore.
And we're the hosts of the Crime House original podcast, Clues. Every Wednesday, we sneak past the crime scene tape and open a new case file for some of the most gripping true crime cases. Follow and listen to Clues, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.